Hello, and welcome to Off the Cuff. I am your host, Chris Martinson, and on this program, every week, we are going to bring you a fascinating guest, where we are going to discuss the economy, energy, or the environment, informally and without a script. Welcome, everyone, to this Off the Cuff. It is going to be another solo adventure with your host, Chris Martinson, here. It is Friday, November 24th, 2017. I hope everybody in the United States had a happy Thanksgiving. I certainly did. It was the usual. There was a TV going. There was some commercials on. A lot of commercials on. It was, of course, football, which seems to be about 50-50 commercials to football. And, of course, the NFL is wondering, why are people losing interest in a game that only has 60 minutes of action? And that's generous if you count the huddles as action. And takes 2.5-3 hours to get through because of all the commercials. I don't know. What could it be? It must be the controversies. It must be something about how these people are protesting and taking a knee. Can't be due to the fact that people's preferences are shifting. And the era of the smartphone says entertainment needs to come quickly, I guess, or something like that. But what was interesting was on those advertisements, most of them totally inane, paid no attention to nearly all of them, but I did see a car commercial for Ford advertising nationally that you can get a new car at 0% financing for 72 months. That's 6 years. 6 complete years with no interest cost. So I guess the economy must just be booming. And if you read the Wall Street Journal, of course, it's always a good time to buy. Everything's always rosy. Things have never been happier or booming more. And here's a piece from the front page of the Wall Street Journal. It says, attention shoppers, prices may not be as low this time around. I guess they mean this year. Nevertheless, even in one of the most challenging years for retailers, analysts are predicting robust holiday sales. Yeah, woo, you can just hear the cheering in the background. Robust holiday sales. And of course, they're predicting that without anything like, I don't know, foot traffic to go by, because that's really down. They don't really have a lot to go on in terms of sales. They don't have a lot to go on in terms of, if they're expecting robust holiday sales, why are so many of these big box stores closing down and all of that? So it's really a challenging environment, but for the one reason that the middle class, the people who would be doing the bulk of the heavy lifting and holiday sales, are absolutely tapped out. We here in the middle class, we're facing 58% Obamacare increases or higher, depending on where you live, sometimes a little lower, but on average, just an absolute mauling of your monthly budget. Of course, no real wage increases, median wages stagnant to down. And of course, things like rent, property taxes, drug costs, medical costs, out-of-pocket deductibles. You know, after your healthcare is done going up 58%, that's still not counting the fact that your deductibles also skyrocketed, and the covered things that normally would be covered by a policy, the exclusion list grows and grows and grows. And of course, hospitals engage in the most racketeering-oriented pricing schemes, which are just atrocious, just awful, awful. If you're a hospital administrator and you are one of the people who are busy charging $30,000 for this procedure to this person because you think they got cash you can scrape out of their pockets, but only charge $2,000 for the same procedure from Medicare because that's all you know you can get, that's predatory pricing. It's awful. These people should be going to prison under the racketeering, the RICO laws. Clearly, it's just absolutely atrocious. But who treats people like this? Who takes people who are at their sickest, at their weakest, and says, I know, let's heap on a whole bunch of predatory pricing right now? That sounds like a great idea.